tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the gentleman from the Home Results Group, Mr. Greg Jablonski, Mr. Wayne Beisel. Welcome to both of you gentlemen.
Morning, Dan.
And how are things going?
Good. Things are good. Busy.
We're busy.
Lots of activity.
Yep. And, of course, busy's good.
I guess. Not busy is kind of okay, too. Retirement would be okay.
Retirement? What is that?
I don't know what that is. I've heard about it, though.
That is.
Some of my friends have retired.
Have they? Mine have too, and I
sit. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think though, Greg, you're one of those that, and I would put myself in that same category. Somebody told me this, said, when you're a business owner, you're busy all the time. It's nonstop. And if you were retired, what would you do? I don't play golf. I don't know if you do.
Nope.
So what would we do?
Nope.
Do you play golf, Wayne?
Haven't in a couple of years, but I would like to again, but
we know what you're doing. Yes.
So what would we do then?
I have no idea. We'd get a little projects done, I know that.
Yes. There you
That'd go. That'd be unique, wouldn't it? Getting projects done?
Yeah.
Around the house and
yeah. Hey, well, yeah, then we wouldn't have an excuse not to do them either, right?
No, right.
All righty. Well, how are sales this week?
A few going on, which is good. It's been up again. Listings have been up.
Okay. It doesn't seem like it's, no matter what's going on in the market out there to businesses and industry and stuff, it seems like real estate is really holding its own. Is that a fair statement?
For the most part, yes. I mean, is there little cycles, mini cycles? You know, we'll see a week where it seems like it's a little slower, and then the next week seems like it picks back up again, so.
Yep, I think I see the same thing. It's just these spurts that happen and get a little lull, and then, you know, all of a sudden there's two or three more homes that are going to be sold. So with that activity, the prices are good, the interest rates are good, and so it is really a good time to buy a house. It's just they're hard to find, you know, and anything under 300 is very difficult, and I think we have a couple coming up. So got the new one level coming up, and that's going to be under 300. And it's got a sunroom, and it's very nice. And it backs up to a park, so beautiful setting. And it's on a cul-de-sac, so just a lot of positive things. And all that for under 300 today is pretty strong.
Wow, that is good.
Yeah, what Greg was referring to is we've got a couple of townhomes coming. Some, as he said, referred to as on the slab, one level, and got a couple of coming, I think, with basements under, but also one level living, you know, with that. So.
Seems like we've come back to that. It's cycled around. It used to be all these multi-level homes or two-story homes.
And, yep.
And, I mean, back in the 50s and early 60s, that's all they built were Rambler-style one-level homes. And then it kind of branched out to all this other stuff, and now it seems to come back to the one-level homes again.
Yep, I think they're very strong. That's the new hot button. That's not just in Hastings either. That's metro-wide. It's just really the product that a lot of people want to build and downsize. And the unique thing happening now is it's becoming a lateral move. And what I mean by that is the townhome or the new townhome almost costs as much as the home you have that you're going to sell. And that's kind of a hard thing because most people want to downsize and pocket a little money and things like that, but it doesn't seem to be the program. And I remember that in the early 80s, that was kind of where pricing was and how things actually worked. So we're kind of back to that. It's a very stable market. It's really good. So if you want to do something, it's good. The interest rates are good. And that's the positives on it.
Mm-hmm. How can folks get a hold of you?
You can call us at Edina Realty and 651-437-2121.
Okay. And just ask for any one of the Home Results Group.
Yep. Wayne, Greg, or Nett. Nate. I'm sorry, Nett. Not me.
There you go. So do you have some specific listings that you want to talk about?
Go ahead, Wayne. What?
We've got one coming on Woodland.
Now, where's Woodland? Must be a newer area
in town. South of 47 or 46.
Oh, okay, in that area.
So it's interesting because I did have to find out why 46 is 47, why 47 is 46.
Hey, remember that that was switched around decades ago,
wasn't it? Well, it really isn't switched. So somehow 47 actually is part of 46 now. And where it breaks and turns to the west is 46.
Okay.
But where it heads at the angle along the river is still 47.
Okay.
Same road. We can't make up our mind what to call it, so
I know.
We'll just go with this. We'll split it in two.
Well, I used to live on that, but we just called it 190th or 160th. That was 160th. We lived on 160th. Because everybody'd say 47, 46, and they'd, oh, you're out toward Vermilion. No, we're out toward Coates. It's been a lifelong struggle.
It has. So I'm assuming 46 and 47 where it splits is 47 coming into town and then 46 going west. So
goes west from there back out.
That's where 46 kind of starts.
Okay. Did not know that.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah. Remember, it used to come in at such an angle, but there were a lot of accidents there, so then they kind of teed it into it after a while.
Yep.
So I remember that.
Yes. Now it's all good.
You bet. Well, let's our topic of the week, appraisals, and you kind of hinted on it a little bit before, and that is anything under that $400,000 mark seems to sell?
Well, I don't know about 400, but for sure under 300.
I'm sorry, 300,000. Yes.
That 3 to 4 is a little different category of buyer.
Now, why is that? Is it just because they say now in this economy things are flourishing, but wages aren't going up?
Wages are up, but it's a lot to take on a $300,000 mortgage these days.
Mm-hmm.
And every home is different, every buyer is different. So, but there's just fewer people today that want to stay in the 400 range.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not that many buyers in that caliber of a home, and so we're seeing a lot of demand on the lesser 3 1/4 and under. Let's say it appears that most homes kind of hard to find anything under 300 today.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very few far between, I think.
Now, is that because we're seeing steady increases in the value of homes? Because I remember sitting here a couple years ago talking with you folks, and that magic number was 200,000.
Yes. Oh, it's just jumped.
And it seems like it's steadily going up.
It definitely is. And I think it's because the market was so depressed for so long. Now you're finding that existing home market catching up with it. And the new construction market is based on costs and materials and labor going up and things like that. So that's kind of a fixed program. And now lot values are back up. And the cost of putting lots in and streets, that's really high. And, of course, we know what the government charges to do that stuff. So
yes,
they're kind of the kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, but kind of interesting because Wayne did a little study on the different homes in town and some of the different values and the little pockets of homes, so I'll let him talk about that part. And that's part of the appraisal thing.
Right. But it does seem like there's different pockets bring different values, and maybe it's, you go through and you ask yourself why, and, in some cases it's, well, it's closer to a church or it's closer to the shopping areas or whatever, a la the Carlton area seems to be a little bit higher priced. Some of the homes are also, don't get me wrong, but it also seems like the overall lots and everything are a little bit more money than, say, across on down by Tuttle or out that way. A little bit, there's a little bit difference all the way through. And like I say, within each pocket, it seems like there's a little bit of different value.
How do you determine that then? As a realtor going out and trying to give a fair appraisal to somebody that a potential client that's going to sell their home, if there's that difference?
It's hard
to put it bluntly.
Uh-huh. It is hard. And another part right now is, and it's hard to explain to clients because we've been trying to recently. It's been a hot button recently. Is that, okay, I've got a townhome that has a lower level versus a townhome on a slab.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go through and logically say, well, the townhome with the lower level's got to be worth a lot more money than the one on the slab because there's more there.
Yeah.
Not the buy and the buy and demand, the demand for the houses. It's just the reverse, though. The one on the slab is the
slab demand, is really high demand right now.
Is high demand?
Really?
Yes.
Why don't they want that basement?
They're downsizing. I think there's people getting up there in ages that they don't want that lower level. They don't want to go up and down steps. They're trying to downsize.
Because if it's there, they're going to go up and down it, right?
Yep, and that's part of the downsizing. They just...
They want to eliminate that.
Wow.
So that is
and it's coming through loud and clear. It truly has been lately. And
that's why when we're dealing with the different areas in town, and we deal with people that are living in those townhomes, and we go from one to the other, it's been a question, you know, well, why did he get so much more for his over there? And that spurred us to go in and do a little bitty study on it, and to look at those, to go through all the property values at Dakota County, what sales have been in the last 5 years within these, and then analyze the differences, slabs, basements, days on market, just to look at all those things, because then that helps us with establishing the value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of an important undertaking for us, and I think it's part of what we call our triple gold appraisal, is to really figure out where these differences are and why they're there. Can't tell you.
There's $20,000 to $50,000 for almost the same house from one area to another.
That much, huh?
That much.
Holy schmolies.
Yep. Boy, whereas with you look at them on the computer, like most of us do, you just plug in this many bedrooms, this much square footage, and if that's the only criteria you use, that's not going to get it done, because some are worth more and some are just going to be worth what they're worth.
So it's going to, what that does is just gives you an average, but we know what an average is. There's higher, you know, higher and lower, and who's you know,
fighting
taking the
premium
hit?
The premium values, if you would,
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Whether it be the construction or layout of the townhome development or the location within Hastings, there's just getting to be a bigger spread than there ever was, and I think that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So you study that, Wayne?
Yes. We've gone through. We've got a booklet put together so we can show people. I mean, it's still hard to explain to some people why their house is not worth the same as somebody 2 miles up the street, you know?
Right.
One of their friends lives over there, and he sold it for this much. And then we have to say, well, here's the differences, you know? We have to be factual and be able to prove it in black and white.
Exactly.
And that's what this study did for us.
Okay. You know, I've always said you folks do have a tough job, because you're dealing with a person or a family, and it's most likely going to be the biggest investment of their life, whether they're buying or selling it. They're not going to do it very often. Mm-hmm. And we as humans always think what we have is the most valuable.
Yep.
And if it's not, boy, you have a job to do to try to prove it.
That's right. That's always the challenge.
You know?
Yep.
It's hard to take the emotions out of it.
Bingo. That's exactly what it is. And it's tough to deal. I can imagine, that can be frustrating.
I know in our cases, what we feel good about is that we have somewhat raised the bar on some of the prices through our appraisals. And I know we got pushback from, so let's call it our competitors, and hey, where's that value and why is it there? And I guess the term is, boy, that seems high. And I don't know, but 90% of the time, they end up selling for asking price. And so we've got...
And we're getting them fully appraised through the banks and everything at that price. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, in instances, our appraisals will come in $20,000, $30,000 higher than another appraisal.
Well, if you're getting it, that puts you as the premier realtor then.
Well, that's the challenge, is to make sure you price these right and that you're doing that job right, and then to make sure you get it sold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the marketing, and it really is, and it's the videos that you do and the way you present the house, and it's just like what we're doing now with this new listing we have coming up on Woodland. It's a good value, and I think it's a really good price, and I got an idea that's going to sell real quick.
It's really becoming a science, isn't it?
It really is. More so.
It's a science with some art within it.
Right.
Yep.
Right, because you think about it, you're talking about studies, you're doing studies on the values now, as opposed to taking just the average. You're actually trying to get the best dollar you can for everybody involved in it, the best value, whether you're buying it or selling it.
Yep.
And also the way you're marketing it, it used to be, you know, just a picture in the paper and everybody was doing it, but now you've got videos online. I mean, it used to be pictures, you're talking videos.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're having that stuff done professionally.
And for our commercial listings we have sites that we go to that we put these out to. I don't think anybody else in town does that. So CoStar is the site. Go on CoStar, look at that, and we put our listings on CoStar. And that's just another commercial listing. So if you get a, you know, commercial property, and, you know, so it's just all the things that we never used to do.
Right. That are becoming so important today.
You have to do them, because that's how you get the value for the people that own them.
Is real estate is like, I mean, it's like any other business. Boy, it's a changing world, and if you don't keep up, you don't, you just, you know, you're not in the fight anymore.
Nope, nope. You got to really be on your game.
Okay. Okay, how can folks get a hold of you again?
Call us through the Edina office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody within the Home Results Group.
And there you go. And I know this is going to hurt Wayne. This is going to hurt Greg, and because I know him,
he's hurting mood today. He's noticed that.
I don't know. Now he's gonna hurt both of us.
No.
It's usually one or the other.
I know. He likes to do.
I don't know if he's realizing what he's doing this time.
Boom.
You know, Greg is very, and I say this as a very high compliment. He's very conservative. He works hard. You both work hard for your money. Very conservative. What is he charging for those expert appraisals?
That is the hard one to go through.
It's gonna hurt you, man.
And to explain to Greg, no, this is something that has to be part of our business.
Now you know. Was it worthwhile?
It was worthwhile. Yes.
I threw a number out last time. I won't do that again.
But I mean, it costs nothing for that appraisal.
I know. We really pride ourselves in that. And,
and we don't just come walking in and walk back out and say, hey, there it is. No, we do a lot of work.
And I've
behind the scenes, before we even go there, we do a lot of work. But then afterwards, we do a bunch
of
work.
And I explain to people, we're not just going in and punching a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can do a computer appraisal in about 30 seconds.
Right.
And that's just not that. You got to reflect on these things. You got to know what's happening in the market and what kind of shape was that one in, and, you know, what's better about this one and all that stuff. It does take time to analyze that, to make sure you're not overlooking. And what I like about Wayne and I is that that other set of eyes, every morning we come in and, you know, I thought about this and I was wondering about that and let's look on this. And so I always tell everybody it takes us about a period of a week to really get through it.
Wow. A lot of variables as opposed to the easy average.
Yep. You can go on the computer and I can do that in 30 seconds. If somebody says, I need a price in 30 seconds, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll print out the computer that says this, and there it is.
And it's surprising how many times during the night or whatever, so you wake up, I didn't think of that before. Mm-hmm. Well, that's got to be part of this too, or whatever, you know. It's
Well, you're getting folks the best value for their home and giving somebody, the buyer, the best value for their, a true value.
Yep.
And we realize the responsibility that is, that could be in a lot of cases, their life savings is tied up in that home, and we realize that.
That's good point. That's a solid consideration.
You bet. Well, gentlemen, keep up the good work. Again, before we go, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can call us through our Edina office at 651-437-2121. Oh. Ask for anybody in the Home Results Group.
And away you go. Any parting thoughts there, Greg?
We'll let that one go.
Okay. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on AM 1460, FM 97.7. Again, our realtors today, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel. If you'd like to get a hold of either one of them, it's real easy. 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone in the Home Results Group.